Hello, one.
Hello.
Hello, all. Goodness me.
It begins.
The longest 12 hours of your life.
Yeah.
They start right now.
They certainly do. Welcome, everybody.
I hope people can hear us. I hope it's going well. Just need some more headphones. Good stuff. Anybody around? Has anybody turned up to watch this? That's the first question.
There are people in the comments.
I think we need the ultimate roll call.
Really?
I think we do.
Okay.
I've been watching Twitter. There's just an insane amount of tweets coming in about this.
I like people saying, it's going to start, it's starting anytime soon. It started! It's good, it's very exciting.
Wonderful.
Do you want a roll call then?
Yeah. Do you want to do it? Because it doesn't work when we turn to a flip-flop.
Jordan, AD, H, Alex, Alianora, Alison, Amy, Chris, 4-star, Gavin, Jackie, James, Jana, Jernia, Kathy, Lukey, Nikki, Pat, Paul, RG, Podcast Ping again, and SLV Aaron.
Okay, and do we know how many of those people intend to stick with us for the whole 12 hours?
Not very many.
Crazy, crazy people. Are we going to stick it out for the whole 12 hours?
I think we have to.
We might just fall asleep at the desk.
Yeah, I'm tired already. I worked too hard yesterday.
You've had a busy week.
Yes. So anyway, we should explain what this is all about.
Mm.
In case, you know, people have been living under a rock for the last few months. A long time ago, RG came up with the idea of Side Pod Radio. Which would be like 24/7, and he came up with all the different shows that the commenters could do all the time.
And now, he assigned shows to people, didn't he?
Yeah, so people were doing breakfast shows and things. And that was just an idea, and it was a funny thing at the time, but there was a little spark in our brains that this could actually be a thing we did.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
It did, but that was like 2 months ago.
Yes.
It seemed so long away.
And we had one failed attempt.
Yes.
And then when I had a bit of a sulk
about
Formula One. But we finally made it happen.
It's
happening right here, right now.
And it's live.
Sunday lunchtime. It feels like the parade lap, actually.
It does.
My body clock's confused. I feel like we need to call Alex.
Is there going
to
be a race in a minute?
goodness, what have we got coming up?
Well, 12 hours of radio with shows from everyone, all kinds of different things, pre-recorded shows and live shows. We've got music, comedy, things about Formula One and things definitely not about Formula One. But we're doing it, we should say, before we get into what we are doing, we're doing it all for charity.
Oh, we do a lot of work for charity.
Do we?
Not really. No, this would be the one and only thing, I think. How's it going? Do we have a totalizer?
It's very, very good. Let me tell you that we needed to raise... The idea of raising money started because we needed to cover the production costs,
mm-hmm.
which we figured would be £120.
Yeah. £10 an hour.
So we wanted to raise that, but so far we've raised £340.
Good stuff. That's incredible.
We haven't even started yet.
Wow, okay. So, but we are collecting money throughout the day.
We are.
So if you haven't contributed yet...
There's a donate button in the post itself or on the right-hand side of the homepage. There is no amount too small. We are collecting money for a motorsport-related charity that we haven't decided on yet.
Do we have any options?
There are a couple of options on the wiki. There's a charity suggestions page.
Okay. Do you want to list those now?
I can find that for you.
And we're also taking more ideas, are we? Or is that it now?
Absolutely. But I'm not sure how many other motorsport charities there are out there. We're taking...
I'm sure there's plenty. I'm sure people can think of more.
We're taking donations until Friday.
Okay.
And then we will hold a poll to decide which charity the money should go to. The four we've got so far is the Grand Prix Mechanics Charitable Trust, Wings for Life, the Bruce McLaren Trust, and the Mark Webber Challenge Foundation.
Didn't we also have, it's probably not been added on there, but Rob Smedley Sands charity as well.
Ah, yes.
That's another one that needs to be added to the wiki if RG's around. He is around. RG, could you add Rob Smedley's charity to the wiki, please, at your convenience?
Yes. So we encourage people to donate any amount if you like what you're hearing, and if you don't, then still donate and it will make us shut up at some point.
Absolutely. But we're doing all sorts of fun stuff out of this. So we're doing phone-ins.
Yeah.
And maybe we can donate money to the charity based on the phone-in. So for every call, I might donate £1 to the charity.
I like that idea.
That would work, wouldn't it?
Yep.
That would help. We might try and do more things like that throughout the day. But put me down for £1 for every call during Alison and Stephen's phone-in.
Okay.
Shut.
We'll make a note of that then. Mm. And we should explain how this is going to work as well, because we're getting a lot of questions in the comments and we don't have all the answers, to be honest.
That makes a change.
Yeah.
You explain to me what you do know.
Here's what I know. We're splitting the 12 hours into hourly chunks. So there will be a new blog post, a new thread opening every hour on the hour. hopefully.
Okay.
Or a little bit early if I get carried away like I did yesterday.
That was my 12 hours early.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's F1 Minute at the top of every hour, which is live.
Okay.
Crazy idea. I don't know whose idea that was.
Mine. No, it wasn't actually. It was RG's. Blame RG.
Everything is RG's fault. We'll make sure that you know that the thread is up and running and make sure everyone transfers across to the new thread.
Mm.
And the video stops and starts, I think. This is what I know.
Is that what you can do? So, okay, so every hour we will stop the live feed, we will move on to a new thread, and we will start the live feed with F1 Minute. Is that the plan? How it's working in your head?
That is how I see it, because it helps keep comment numbers under control and so the posts don't get too big.
Right.
And also it will help with keeping backups and sorting out the replays and things.
Understood.
In my head. Tell me how it's actually going to work.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine by me and not a problem. I think people might be slightly confused if the feed dies and then they have to refresh LCRT and then it'll come back. But that's okay. We'll explain it all just before we do it.
We'll explain as we go.
Mm. Well, that'll make a change.
Yeah.
We'll make it up as we go is what you really mean.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, we're never very good at being on time. We go by side pod time, so it probably won't be on the hour. Might be 10 minutes after. What are the chances of us actually managing to stick to the schedule?
I don't know, actually. When's the first show start? How long have we got to talk
This for? Is the first show.
Okay, so when's the second show start?
The second show is Alex's music show, and that is scheduled to start at 12:30.
Okay, well, at the moment, we're still on schedule.
Yes,
that is
true.
That's some kind of record. We've managed the first 10 minutes on time. We started on time, and we're still on time. Wonderful. Alex said, why didn't we start with F1 Minute?
Because we had to start with an introduction, otherwise you wouldn't have known what was going on.
That's true.
And also, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and if it didn't work, people would miss F1 Minute if for any reason we got something wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
We had to make sure everything was all working, people could hear us.
This is sort of like a half hour. It says intro, but really it's just like make sure everything's working, test.
Alinora said, should we donate if you get F1 Minute exactly on time?
Ooh.
That's a challenge.
That is a good one.
That is an awesome challenge.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to be really, really tough to do that. But no, I think we should sign up for that, I think. That should be a goal. F1 Minute on the hour, according to what clock? Our clock.
But also, what if, because I haven't timed them, I've just written them, so perhaps it should be if any of them actually manage to be a minute long.
Oh, that's even better.
Which we may not be able to tell until afterwards.
No, I've got a stopwatch.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me just get my stopwatch out now, just make sure I can do this. So, from the start of the intro tune of F1 Minute, you're going to do the whole of F1 Minute live, and we want donations for if you get it. Yeah, I've got a stopwatch here. If you get it, bang on the minute.
Seems like a good idea. I don't think any of them will, but no, you never know.
That's going to be incredible, because you don't have a timer, so you won't have a clue until you've finished.
No, exactly. And right. Far be it from me to give away any secrets, but there are sneaky ways to make it fit when you do the actual, when I do it normally, which are not possible live, so.
Alex will donate £1 for every F1 minute that lasts exactly a minute.
Woohoo!
Excellent.
I better make a note of that too.
John's first time on Side Podcast, he said be gentle with him. Hello, John. But he's obviously been around Pitlane Fanatic before.
This is not a gentle thing to come into, though.
Well, we won't be mean to him,
It's
though.
A great start, though.
It's okay, he's from Pitlane Fanatic. He must know who we are by now.
Right. Good stuff.
What have we got? What have we got left on our list?
Well, we need to plug what's coming up, some of the shows.
Tell me what's on the schedule, because I don't have a list.
I
know what's going on. No, of course not. I never do. I know what's roughly going on, but I don't know the order they're arriving in. So you've already told me we've got Alex's music show coming up first. Does that have a name?
It's called The Music Show.
Actually,
I think it's called Giggles Radio Series 2, because he's already done four of them.
Radio, okay.
So we've got four episodes of that throughout the day. I suppose episodes is the right word. Four shows from Alex, which he stayed up very late to finish on Friday for us.
Wonderful. Thank you, Alex.
Then we've got the interviews with bloggers, which we did do a couple of those via SidePod Chat.
Mm-hmm.
And we put one of those up last night as well.
Okay. Haven't heard before. Just to jump in, Chris is going to match Alex's £1 donation for every F1 minute that you get right. So that's £2 for every time you get F1 minute correct.
Okay. It's never going to happen. then we've got Lukey's lunchtime comedy show, and we don't know what is coming up in that at all, but presumably it's going to be funny.
Right.
He's been quite vague.
Is he doing that live?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, live okay. stuff. Then we've got at 2 o'clock, Travels Inside Podland, which was Nikki's show and edited by Startled Bunny, I believe, which is lots of commenters giving us tips and tricks if you visit their homeland.
Good stuff.
Which is really
Is that
cool.
an hour or is that half an hour?
Half an hour.
Half an hour show, radio.
Then we've got the phone-in show with Alison and Stephen, and you're going to give £1 per call-in. Which is very cool. Donate that to our charity.
How many calls do you reckon we'll get?
I don't know.
That could be expensive.
It could be.
I may have been a bit rash. I might have been a bit rash with that one. I got a little bit excited with the whole charity thing.
It is only half an hour.
Okay.
So, you know, you might not.
Isn't it 26 minutes or something? Because didn't another show encroach on that show?
I think the travel show is actually 33 minutes long. So.
Okay, it's 3 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Then we've got the quiz show from Pit Lane Fanatic. Their Wednesday night quiz. Comes live. And
who are the contestants?
It is between Jernia and Stephen Roy.
That is a big showdown.
Yes. I think they said it was...
What a title match.
I think they said it was the North versus the South, but I'm not very good at geography, so I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, Stephen is north of us, and Jernia is south of us, but he's round a bit.
Round a bit.
Mm.
Then we've got All Sports with Sean, where we talk about... Well, we don't, but he talks about things other than Formula One, because apparently other sports do exist.
Wow. This has come as a bit of a shock to me.
You weren't listening then.
No, I was. I was reading the comments, and but other sports do exist. Like, for example, what other sports exist other than F1?
He does mention curling.
What?
Darts.
Eh?
Some kind of football.
Never heard of it.
And synchronized swimming.
That is not a sport. Synchronized, oh my goodness. Okay, I'll look forward to that show. Yeah, what else you got?
So then's another Alex Giggles Radio. Mm-hmm. And then we have an hour long. Although there is a break in the middle, Sim Racers Weekly with Scott and Gavin.
Good stuff.
So they're talking about all kinds of games, driving games.
And I've got to listen on this because I know nothing about sim racing. And to the point that I even thought that just arcade games were sim racing. And I sort of got it wrong. So I've got a lot to learn about that show.
Good. So you will stay tuned for an hour then.
Mm-hmm. I'm not moving. I'm going to be here for the whole 12 hours.
Good. Then another music show. And then the one everyone has been waiting for, the cooking show.
Right.
With you.
You say everybody.
Yep. Me rubbing my hands together in excitement. You are going to attempt to cook a recipe as sent in by Andy and Little Purple Goth.
This is really probably the most interactive thing we've ever done on Side Podcast. Now, before, I've cooked one single cupcake.
Was Brazil, wasn't it? The Brazil parade lap for last year. You cooked a cupcake...
from a box.
In exchange for people coming on the show.
Lou and somebody else. Chris maybe joined the parade lab. But it was easy because it was a ready-made box of Postman Pat cupcakes, of which I only made one. And I had another 11 spare. If
only because you refused to make any more. You were going to make a single cupcake.
It was easy. This is way more complicated. I've seen the ingredients that I have to put together. It doesn't look like food. It really doesn't. People, you've got to understand this. It looks nothing like a box. Well, like, it's not a ready-made box where it says, this is what... Like, with the other one...
I knew what
the cupcake would look like when I finished it, and I knew that it looked like it did on the box. This just looks like packaging. It's like, I can't really explain it. How would you explain it? It's like ingredients.
It is ingredients.
It's weird. Okay.
Let's not spoil it, though. Let's save your amazement for later.
I didn't realise it was going to be quite like this when I signed up for it. There are things on that table...
That
over there
understand.
That I've never seen before in my whole life.
You are funny. Okay, then after that, assuming we don't burn the place down,
Alison said, by the way, she's donating to the charity if I produce something edible.
Lovely, I'll note that down.
Carry on.
Then we've got the Nostradamus effect.
Good
with
stuff.
RG, who predicts all kinds of things, Formula One related and other. He takes voicemails and questions, so that will be excellent. I know because I edited it.
He's taken voicemails, pre-recorded voicemails.
Yeah.
That's quite clever. I'm impressed by that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. What else you got?
Then is our interlude with pizza. Now, assuming that we aren't food poisoned from your food, we will ask the comments which pizza we should order because what time is that? 7 o'clock. We'll probably be hungry by then.
Okay. So we're ordering pizza live on the internet and people are going to choose it for us and then we're going to eat what arrives.
Yeah.
You don't think that's slightly risky?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what we do.
Can I just say for the record that I do not like mushrooms in advance?
Most of them do have mushrooms on, so actually there's not much choice, but
you can have one each.
Yes.
You can have one with mushrooms and I'll have one without.
Okay. Okay, so then there's another...
What if we get hungry before then?
Tough. Then there's another music show. And then we have a late entrant, The World and Technology, which is Gavin's show. And he came up with that idea because we had a gap in the schedule.
Pre-recorded or live?
It is live.
Goodness me.
And so he'll be discussing and taking calls, I imagine, about things technological.
My kind of show.
Gadgets and things like that. So I'm sure we can dream up some topics before we get there. Then the F1 Top 5, which was my show, although Alinora almost got to do it. She came up with some of the suggestions on the wiki.
What is it about?
It is a montage of people's top five lists of all things Formula One related.
I've been looking forward to this one. I've heard one of these top five and it is absolutely fantastic. What time is this going out then?
That isn't until 8:30.
Okay, so that is something to really look forward to because I've heard one of them and it is literally worth waiting just to hear that one.
And technically, it's the last one on the list as well, so it will be nearer 9 o'clock.
Nearly 9 o'clock. Mm. You've got to stay tuned in till nearly 9 o'clock for the best top five show in the world.
Wow. It is the only F1 top five show.
Oh.
But anyway, then we've got Side Pod Space. Now we've got an hour of Stephen Roy talking about all things astronomical because we also had a late pullout. So he had to take over a whole hour.
Goodness me. Okay. Has he had time to prepare for this or is he just...
I believe so. But what I'm looking forward to in that show, he's going to answer the ultimate question. Was there ever actually a Major Tom in space?
Ah.
We're going to find out. You have to wait until 9 o'clock or at some point between 9 and 10. He's going to answer the question. I am looking forward to it. He's also going to answer a lot of my stupid questions. Like, do they have evening in space? I would like to apologise in advance.
That's an
for that
awesome question. Okay. Is it nighttime in space? Yeah. Right.
So, 10 o'clock, we're into the night shift by then. It's Film Watch with me and Bassano, which I'm not looking forward to at all. You are, though, aren't you?
This is, because Bassano, I happen to know, is a bit of a film buff. I'm hoping, actually, that Alex will join in the comments because I think that if he's got nothing else to do this, I hope he's got nothing to do all day, actually, but if he's going to stick around until then, I believe that in the comments, myself and Alex will have a lot of fun because...
You big hecklers.
Exactly. Bassano is a bit of a film buff and...
It's fair to say I'm not.
You're not. You're nothing like... Well, you don't know anything about films and no. You've just started learning. It's like your entire cinematography education began about 6 months ago.
Yes. True story.
And it's going to be, it's going to be like night and day in terms of, I don't know what Bassano's chosen, but I've got a rough idea what you're going to choose because you don't know that many films.
Well, I'm
surprised you know five.
I think he's chosen some like classic films, but not really, really popular ones. So, things that are really good, but maybe not as mainstream as mine.
Okay.
So I sat down like a few days ago and thought, what are my top five films? And actually, I don't know if it's top five films or just five films I could think of at the time.
Alex said he's here all day and he's going to heckle. If you know anything about films at all, you have to join us for this show because it's going to be hilarious.
Mean.
If you think
you're mean.
Me, it's like the equivalent of the little I know about cooking.
It is.
Is how much you know about films.
It's my cooking show, but different.
Yeah, it's almost the exact reverse.
So we're almost at the end then. We've got Nick's Whose Start Line Is It Anyway? Now, this worries me slightly because, firstly, Nick apparently is away and doesn't get back until about 9 o'clock. So he's going to have an hour to prepare. And I know that up until the last few minutes before he left, he was still going, I think I've got some sketches, but if anyone has got any ideas.
Okay.
So,
we're going to be punched drunk and exhausted by then.
Yeah.
It's going to be madness.
And I think there's going to be a lot of guests on that show. So
We should say a quick shout out to Kathy, if she's around, because she's offered to do a whole bunch of Skype hosting for us so that our bandwidth doesn't fall over and die. So thank you to Kathy, who's going to be hosting many of the live shows for us.
Yeah. And then we have the Feeder Series, which is John's podcast. He did a 30-minute pre-record for us. Talking about things.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. That one is dangerously close to being Formula One related.
Yeah, I know.
That's a shocker.
I know.
I didn't know we had that on.
Left it till the end.
Right. Anything that's vaguely motorsport related.
Yeah.
Let's just shove it at the back. Okie dokie.
And then that's it. Then we've got half an hour of us probably going.
Doing this in reverse.
How tired we are. wasn't that good? We'll never do it again. Aren't we crazy? And that's it. The outro. And then we're done. And I'm already looking forward to being done.
That's a great comment from... You're already looking forward to being done. Righto. That's a good start. Great comment from Force Dice. Says Freya. I hope I pronounced that right.
Freya, I
Freya.
Imagine.
Freya has offered some money from her piggy bank. He's nicking £2 in coppers, so he's going to add £10 he was going to donate already. Thank you very much, Four Star and Freya.
So he's donating £12, one for every hour of this radiothon. That is a awesome. Great word.
Radiothon it is. Oh, brilliant.
Radiothon.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that.
Good stuff. Righto. We've finished a bit. We're at 20 past now.
I know. That's not good, is it? This already isn't going we're well. Out of schedule.
Have you got anything else to discuss? Do people in the comments have any questions that we can answer and put to rest now? Because we're bound to have the answers.
Yeah.
We're gonna we know everything. We are all knowing, so podcasters.
All knowing.
If there's anything else you need to say, I'm just gonna read out some.
It's worth saying, sorry, I just want to say that. If this happens later on in the show, if anyone finishes a bit early, we do have a couple of like 3 minute things to fill. Just a couple of them.
Good stuff. Oh, little jingles and stuff.
Yeah.
We ought to play one of those as an example.
We've got lots of bumpers and jingles, but we've also got some little snippets.
Do you want to play it? Oh, really? Oh, I'm not aware of those. And what, no. Describe those to me. What do you call
those snippets? Well, we've got some headlines from 2035, as submitted by Sebastian and read by me. We've got a couple of little skits by Nick. Not, I think that's a different Nick to the...
Right.
Whose start line is it anyway, Nick?
No worries.
And also, I did a pretend submission for the Travels Inside Podland.
Okay.
So they're about 3 minutes.
How come I didn't know about any of this?
Because you don't know anything about what's going on.
Okay. Just want to give a quick shout out to Stedders, who's on Twitter. We're following anybody on Twitter who's giving us a shout out as well. So thank you to Stedders for, he says good luck and he's following. So thank you for that.
Okay.
Did we have any questions? No questions at all. Everybody, nobody has any questions about this. This is good. That's handy. I mean, everybody.
Alex is coming up with titles.
Already? For what?
Are we doing that? I like the idea, though.
What are we titling? I don't know. Maybe we do need titles. Maybe people should keep a track of titles. One thing I was going to mention, which is totally unsidepod... totally unsidepod radio related, but I really like the idea, is you started a wiki thread on Friday, which was top 100 reasons to...
Oh, yes, I did that. Top 100 reasons why you should watch Formula One.
And
yes.
If people are around and just thinking up, you know, with nothing to do really, just chilling out and listening to stuff, and they can multitask. So really, this is for all the ladies who are watching. if you can think of reasons, submit your reasons for watching, the reasons to watch Formula One. We have a couple already.
I know Amy said Finns, obviously. Mm. And Gavin said, oh, I can't remember. I apologise. Let me have a look. I know the one I came up with was that you can guarantee on the podium, whoever's on the podium will drop the bottle of champagne to the people below and they'll drop it.
Yes.
That's a good reason to watch Formula One.
So that's something just to keep ticking on through the day. Maybe by the end of the day, by the end of 12 hours, we can actually have 100 reasons that it's still worth watching Formula One. It's not all that bad, really, despite all the scandal.
I think, here you go. That's going on. If we get 100 reasons by the end of the 12 hours, I'll donate some money.
Really?
Yeah.
How much will you donate if we get 100? I think 100 pence.
How about £10?
£10, yes. All right, okay. £10 if we get to the top 100. Is somebody keeping track of all these agreements we're making?
I am.
Good stuff. Rightio.
Let me play you a bumper.
Okay, show me what we got.
Let's see, what do we have? This one is quite good.
Hi, this is Jenna, and you're listening to Sidepod Radio. 12 hours of Sidepod awesomeness.
How 12 cool hours that? Of Sidepod awesomeness. Is quite hopeful.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Okay, so we've got more of those.
Yep.
We've been playing those throughout the day. I love that. Big C, little C for the cooking show.
Isn't that they say that you're big cook, little cook or something?
Mm. Is it a television? I don't know cooking shows. Is it a television show?
I think so. Also, I think it's a children's one.
Oh, is it?
So you wouldn't know it anyway.
Okay. Fair enough. Surely it'd be Big C, little LPG would be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because
Big C, LPG.
Yeah, because she's already got the little.
Otherwise, it'd be little.
Yeah.
She's not that little.
That's true, because I'm just here as an assistant. I have nothing to do with it, really.
Right. I'm
in charge of pressing pause and play on Little Purple Goth's instructions.
Right.
That's my job.
Instructions I haven't even heard yet.
Yep. RG says he's keeping a list of pledges on the wiki. It's awesome.
Oh, good stuff. Alex from Amsterdam says he or she wants you to sing live.
What?
I wonder if we get a pledge for anybody. How much money could we get for ending this with a live version of Felipe Baby?
Oh my God.
How much money? Come on.
No.
You shouldn't agree to it unless we get maybe something like, what would be an unrealistic title we could never get to? £1,000 in charity donations, then you'll sing Felipe Baby live.
Fine. Yes.
Do you reckon? Done. Can I get your word on that?
Yep. If we get £1,000, which is never going to happen.
Then you will sing the whole of Felipe Baby live.
Yes.
On air.
Yes.
Something you've never even done in front of me. Yeah. That is, I almost want to donate £1,000 just to hear that.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Righto.
Gavin's reason was Ted Kravitz. Sorry, apologies.
That is a very good reason to watch Formula One.
Yeah.
There you go. Status is pledging £10 for Felipe Baby.
Lovely.
It's going to be an awful lot more than that, I think, to get you to sing live. Sing live and on camera. Do we have, just out of interest, just to see if it is possible, do we have the audio-less version?
Yes.
Okay. So you can,
I don't know where it is, but I could find it.
You could find it before within 12 hours.
Yes.
Alison said 500 will be achievable. I think that's probably why we're not going for 500. Oh, man.
Okay, so I think we have actually reached our half-hour limit.
Okay.
So now it is time for Alex's music show. And I think we'll probably be back for a couple of minutes at the end.
To explain about the changeover.
Yes, exactly.
And then we'll change over and we'll come back with F1 Minute.
Yeah.
Take it away, Alex.